Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, Hotep. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omega 7 live coming to you this Saturday. I'd like to welcome my old friends by saying Habari Ghani, and I'd like to say Hotep to my new friends. Come right in and have a seat. We'd like to welcome you to our segment on startup businesses. We've been talking about startup businesses for the last 3 weeks. And we wanted to make sure that we do it African style because our whole focus in this room is focusing on helping the African American to be more African-centristic and focus in on our ancestors. As you know, we do focus in on our ancestors in a way that we try to help you understand that you need to seek out your ancestors every day, and it is up to the living to stay in contact with the dead. So we say, we do not make any apologies. We are Salubrious Diversity, and we invite every denomination in. And today we decided to invite somebody in from the Yoruba tribe and talk a little bit about tribal ways that we can establish ourselves. If we knew anything at all, we would know that Africans were the first to civilize, they were the first to orientate, and the first to bring us religion. So we ought to look toward the master teacher to get a little direction. Now, we brought this particular topic on because there's so many priests and priestesses that are having the same problem where they are offering their service as an entrepreneur. And African Americans are very confused about the fact that these are bona fide professionals who deem it necessary to be paid, and they are not just physicians in the community who offer up their service for free. They are the pillars of our community, and they actually work towards helping us to more spiritualize ourselves and to center ourselves. So, ladies and gentlemen, today we're going to hear from a Baba Law and from a priestess what exactly is it that professionals don't understand about our tradesmen in the profession who actually offer assistance in giving readings, giving reading the Akashic records, helping people spiritually and mentally, and what is it that they don't understand about the payment process, and why is it that they cannot accept the fact that priests, Baba Laws, are too, they are definitely professionals and must be paid. When children and that child sees Odu and receives Odu, he must understand that he must even pay for the services. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a station identification, but before we do that, we're going to say hello to our guests, and we'll be back at you in the atmosphere. So hold tight and lock that dial in, little G, at 646-478-0270. Hold tight. We're going to go and say hello to the visitors in the room today. Caller number 240, you're in the air. Who may I say is calling?
This is Ia Omitayo.
Ia Omitayo, I am so glad that you can join us, and thank you so very much for joining us. And hold tight. I want to say hello to our other guests.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. I love you. Yes, Oluwo. Mumbayo. Hello, Yinlapa.
Okay, help me to pronounce it. Esoro, Orum, Oluwa, Ogumbayo, Ogumbayo, right?
Bene.
Okay, thank you so much for joining us, and I am just excited about you being here, and thank you for accepting the offer. We will be right back at you, Olubumbayo, in just a second, so hold tight. I want to do a little house cleaning, and we'll get right back at you in a second, and just enjoy the drums as we play the drums for you, and we'll come back and we'll greet you in the atmosphere, and I'll give a little introduction about you and who you are. Hold tight. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us. Our chat rooms are now open. If you would like to entertain questions, you're welcome to go into the chat room, and you can post your questions in the chat room. However, during our first segment of the show where we're discussing and having a conversation, we ask that you would hold your questions until we open up the airways for questions, but you can post them in the chat room. And once again, let me welcome our guests, and we have Esoro Orum Oluwa Gumbayo, who is also a Babalaw, ladies and gentlemen. And he is coming to us from Tallahassee, Florida. And this particular brother is truly a Babalaw who works in the community of servicing the people. And a Babalaw is a very, very important person in the community. And for those of you who might not realize this, he is somewhat similar to a doctor, a physician, a medical physician who deals with herbs and deals with all naturopathic and not necessarily allopathic treatment. So they will treat the mind, body, soul, and spirit. And this particular brother has been very, very busy on the road, traveling. I can't begin to tell you his itinerary. I understand that he's just about in every state that you can think of, working feverishly to work individually with clients as well as doing group ceremonies. And you can also get the information about where he's actually located, where you, if you are interested in pursuing any type of service, we will ask him to leave that information for us. Now, I invited him on because our topic about startup business had came about because there's a couple of priests who were saying they're having a difficult time finding people that understand the payment plan and why a priest must be paid. So I asked Olubayo to come on to talk to us a little bit about sustainability in the profession of being a priest or Babalaw. How does one sustain themselves, and how do you set up your payment plan, and most of all, how do you talk to the general public about this as being a bona fide profession? And for those priests that are out there, if you're listening in and are experiencing any type of problem with payments and making people understand the service that you're offering, please do call in. We definitely welcome. And Omitayo is a priestess, and we're going to have her give us some full information about herself. One of the things I do know that she was previously a Christian who gained her foundation from being in the Christian faith, and who later decided that she wanted to know more about her traditions and became a priest. She is a priest of Yamenya, and this is the lady that I speak to you frequently about, the lady in yellow. And She can give you more details about her daily routine of work as a priest, and it is a very busy responsibility. So I'm going to bring on, first of all, Omi Tayo to tell us a little bit about the priesthood and a little bit about her background and the work that she does, and then we'll bring on the topping on the cake, okay? So I'm going to ask her to come in the atmosphere and to basically give us a little bit more information of things she wants us to know more about herself and the kind of work she's doing and the clients that she normally takes in. Okay, Omi Tayo, can you hear me? I'm going to make sure I get her in here so she can hear me.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, and this is Priestess Omi Tayo.
Yes. Omiyo, I'm coming to greet you first, Iya Omiyinka, and to thank you for having me on. In fact, I am Oluwo Ogunbayo, Senior Priest for ILE, Isin Abalanifa Cultural Training Institute. And I'm coming to tell you that I love you. I love being in the atmosphere with you. And I wanted to thank you because you are what Oluwo calls an ancestor returned, the ones who came and who through their own ori, their own spiritual development, have come to love the people and to help us return to who we are. And I think you are incredibly significant piece to our puzzle here in America. I have enjoyed getting to know you as my sister, as a daughter of the Emoja, and as an elder, the one who was sacrificed. And I remember we spoke, and you told me a little bit about your journey. And as an evangelist and as a Christian who came into her own African consciousness, I know what it meant for you to reject the money and the profit and the social acceptance because you had what you call a conversion of the heart, that you learned to love God first and then you let that lead you to where you had to go. And I love you for it. I am so honored to know you. I'm so grateful to know you.
Right.
And I also want to say, yes, and I want to say to you that I love and we miss your Baba, Chief Mitahochi, who brought you into your consciousness and who, as you said, is a saint among us here in America, Iba to Baba, Iba to Baba, Chief Mitahochi. And I know what it's like to have a beloved elder who leads you to your own Godhead. And I am sorry for your loss, but I know that he is still among us in spirit. And
yes,
I'm grateful to you because you're one of the few priestesses and one of the few pure hearts who welcome all of us on the journey and who actually ask us all to share with no competition and no ego. And so you are very rare among priests, Ia. And you represent something that I see at home when my Oluwo takes me home, the women who are powerful but who are also submitted and who are humble to the Godhead, who don't do it for politics, they do it for love of human beings. And that is our mother, Yemoja, who is the mother, Yeye Omoeja, the mother of all human beings, the mother of all life. And so your Ori definitely chose the right mother for you. And so all of the people who follow you, the people who may have mistakenly left you when they thought that you had abandoned Christianity, they don't know that you did not. You embrace the deeper. And
yes.
I pray for you, Ia, and for your family that things are well. I pray that you have abundance and long life in all that you do. I pray that Yemoja and all of your ancestors defeat the negative forces that would try to stop your enemy. I pray that you have long life. And I pray that you have big money. And I pray that the word of law and the word of wisdom flows through you. And I pray that you are forever happy. And I pray that all of those who trusted God to follow you, I pray that they all remember that their Ori asked them to follow you. Pray that you continue to lead us all. What makes you special to me is that you are a big mama in America. You are an African soul, but you were born here, and you fought your way through what America was and what America is, and you reclaimed who you really are. And I pray that people appreciate you and honor you and pay you very well for the service. Because if you had stayed an evangelist, you could have had a mega church, yeah. And we pray one day you will have a mega Ile.
I do pray.
We pray.
I don't want to forget about our ancestors. And while we are in the mode for prayer, I would like to conduct libation so that each one of you can play a part in the libation. So if I will proceed with libation, I would like you to come back and do a prayer so I can pour libations and we can continue with the prayer, because I'm in the spirit now. So it's time to move with the spirit and call the ancestors in the room to make our circle complete, if you don't mind. So ladies and gentlemen, if you'll stand with us as we position ourselves with our hands in a position to receive, we definitely must give praise and honor to Oludulamare, who is certainly the high force in our lives. So we acknowledge Oludulamare, and I ask if there are any elders in the room, do I have permission to speak on this prayer? And if they have any objection, please say so. Otherwise, I will proceed with the prayer. As I pour libations, Oludulamare, I say, I do pray. I thank you for that beautiful, beautiful confirmation. Omitayo, I say, I do pray to Oludulamare.
I say.
And as I call on my mother spirit, Yamanye, I call on the lady in yellow who is definitely moving in the oceans, in the creeks, in the rivers. And just as a drop of water is that to an ocean, I call on Yamanye and ask that I might be her force and I might be able to carry on the work that she started. And I'll be careful to give her all the praise and honor. And I say, I do pray, I say,
oh, mio.
I like to call on my father spirit, Obakala, and I call on the man in white who is the father of all the Orishas, and I ask that those out there who have not found their father spirit, that they may quickly make way to find their spirit, and I hope that they understand that a father spirit is definitely important in your life, and I say, I do pray, Ashe, to Obakala.
Ashe, Orisaeba.
I pour libations to the east, and I say, Oye, bring forth the wind. And as you bring forth the wind from the east, I say, Ashe.
Ashe.
I like to call forth the wind from the west, and I say, Ashe.
Ashe.
I call forth the wind from the north, and I say, Ashe. Bring Oye quickly as she bring her forth. Ashe.
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 I like to call forth the wind from the north, and I say, Ashe.
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 Now, Omitayo, if you would do a prayer in the native tongue, I would love that. Or either Olubayo would do a prayer also, and I would love that. Thank you so much. I do pray.
I say, Omio, yeah, we love you so much. And yes, and you know, as Africans, we pray. We could spend the whole hour praying. So what I'm going to do, you as my elder, yeah, in the Ashe of Yemoja, you have done the prayer. And I love you and just lend all of my support and energy to the Ashe that you're bringing forward for us. And I will defer to Oluwo because his prayers are magnificent. And Oluwo Ogunbayo is a Babalao, which means that he has the Ashe of Orumila. And he has the Ashe of Ifa. Ifa is the word of God. Ifa is the word of God in the Yoruba tradition. Like we say that the Bible and the Quran are the word of Allah and the word of God. Ifa is the word of God in our tradition. And so Oluwo is an Akapo, what they call an Akapo, a son, a beautiful son of Orumila. And the purpose of the Babalao is to use his Ashe to speak on behalf of all of the Orisha, what we may know in America as the angels of God. And so Oluwo has been taught from infancy to commune with the forces of nature. And he is confirmed by our lineage to be a holy man, one who not only knows the word of God, but also has proven that he has the character to represent Ifa. And so this is what we call a Babalawo. And a Babalawo is meant to help us decode our destiny, to figure out the whys of life, why things happen, and not only why they happen, but how we have remedy, how we can repair what is wrong, how we can improve our character, how we can achieve happiness and enlightenment and salvation. And so it is one God, as you know, Ia Omi Yinka, it is one God. This is why we love you, because you understand from your conversion that it is all one love. And in our tradition, Ifa is undateable. In the Europeans, they have their carbon testing, and they confirm the Abrahamic traditions, Christianity, Islam. They confirm them to be maybe 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 years old. In the Yoruba tradition, when the scientists go home to Yoruba land and they test carbon date the stones and the rocks and the culture, they have estimated that the culture is at least 40,000 years old. And so because of this, just for age alone, the Yoruba culture, what we call Ifa cosmology, it predates, it is older than all of the traditions that we currently follow. And so Oluwo Ogunbayo is a priest of this cosmology that has come first. It is predates, and it is in alignment with the Kemeshans, when we know about Kemet in Egypt. And these are the ancient traditions, the traditions that first caused human beings to know God. And so a Babalawo is very important to us because they guide us. They guide us to know God better. They don't get in the way, but they help us to get out of the way. And so Oluwo is from Nigeria. He is a traditional Babalawo from Oyo State. He is also a master drummer. And in our tradition, it is, and just like in the Christian tradition, it is hard to know God without singing and praising. And so in the Yoruba tradition, when we sing and we praise, we play the bata, we play the drum. Oluwo, as a Babalawo, a high priest, and as a master drummer, has been confirmed by his elders to be worthy to lead us, and he has been given the authority to lead us, to help us learn right from wrong, to help us learn what it is to be truly African. So his authority is not granted by himself. It is granted by all of those who came before him, by his parents, his uncles, his Oluwos, and their lineage. So with that, Oluwo has come because of the invitation of you, Ia Omi Yinka, to speak to us about being independent, about being entrepreneurial, and about how to understand the role of money in the spiritual way of life. And anybody who is a Christian knows that when you go to church, you put money in the plate, because it is easy to understand that money is necessary to maintain the facility, to maintain the altar, to maintain the pastor, to maintain the priest, for the service that they give to us. In our tradition, that is an African tradition, that nothing is for free. And this is what Oluwo has come to help us understand, so that when money is there, that people do not believe that there's no God. God made the money. We need the money to live. But that does not mean that we are not holy and that we are not in service. So with that, I would like to introduce Oluwo Ogunbayo Aloyin Lapa, who is chief priest and founder of Ile Alanifa Cultural Training Institute. And if you want to get in touch with Oluwo, you can join him on his Facebook at www.abalayanifa. I'll spell it. It is ABALAYENIFA /forward/ Facebook.com. I think that's it. And so we want to greet you, Baba. And when we greet a Babalawo, we always say to him, Aboru, Aboye. It is a greeting to ask for the way to be open and to ask for blessings on our journey. So we say to you, Oluwo Aboru, Aboye. And by the way, Oluwo in our tradition is a title, but it is also a function. Oluwo means one who comes to teach. And so if you ever see people who are Ifa, they have titles. All of the titles in our culture for the Yoruba culture are actually purposeful. They actually give the person a role and a responsibility. So as our Oluwo, Oluwo is here to teach us about the law of Ifa. So that's why we call him Oluwo. So with that, we would like to greet you, Oluwo Aboru Aboye. And please
Oluwo.
Give us a prayer.
Abu ato asure yoruba ko
omi o
omi o
thank you everybody, thank you Yaomi, and thank you Yaomita, and thank you to all the people that is listening now, and then yeah, call us for today's show to come and talk about Ifa and to come and talk about way of life of human beings. And then we say thank you for your invitation. And then thank you to all our listeners right now, too, by the way, worldwide. Ifa is big and Ifa is deep. And then we give thanks to Olodumare for today's gathering. And we give Ijuba to all our ancestors, from father's side, from mother's side. Ijuba to all our Yorumole. Ijuba to all the Middle Passage. Ijuba to all the Red Indies, Native Indians. Those people that own the land, you know, Juba, our Uri Oniro, Tori Iba Sonny Udumimore, Ibani Dakisiona, Nere Julay, Yabesia Bufagbu, Yatesia Tabu, Nisauri, Nialaka Isuru, Ndoto, Nialaka Isuru, Neri Baba Bare, Mo Ebola, when you see James Awu, Mumba, Mojuba, Koda, Mojuba, Seja, Mbati, why your jaw, Mbati, Wawon. Bori Gumere, Banla, use what I get bought by Ben Yamu, Uki by Bapan Pasigi, the others of Mammy Roo. Invalu Dulu, willing the Parapo of Baurisa. Invalu Lu, you call me Baba, me happy to say you have eaten bad as a groom as I got. We have a bow, Bama, that's it. Luomi, Babami, Ugurumo, let me loony. Yamim Bare. We give thanks to Olodumare for bringing us together today because today is a special day, by the way. And then the part that you all want me to talk about is important, that we should always educate ourselves into it, you know, because something that people don't know about make that person mystery, make them as illiteracy. Is everybody hearing me good, though? Yao Mi Inka, Yao Mi Tayo?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So they want us to talk about way of life and then why Babalawo has to charge, why priests have to charge. If I'm on the right path, please let me know. Am I on the right path?
That is right, sir.
Okay. And then why Babalawo have to charge, why the priests have to charge, why they can't just do it for free. Is it far enough to be a business? Is Yalorisha enough to be a businesswoman, or Babalawo is enough to be a business man? And then, you know, that is one, you know. And then how to establish ourselves to be a business somebody, to have our own job. Because if we look into it, the way our ancestors used to live, they live on their own palm hands. They don't believe in nobody, they believe on their palm hands. When people believe on their palm hand, they believe on their destiny. You know, because individual us, we already bring what we're going to be from heavens. We already brought our way of life. But most of us does not follow our way of life anymore. Immediately we get to the Iliayi. Because the journey from the heaven to the earth is not a joke journey. You know. You know, the journey that a human being, you know, that a human being walk for 9 months, for a whole year. Because when the woman pregnant, woman carry the baby for 9 years. That's the beginning of journey of human being. And the 9 years, nine months in the womb is not 9 months in living. It's more addition to that. So those kind of journey that we're passing through down from the heaven to the earth is a big journey. And then when people get to Iliayi, some people already forget what the destiny is supposed to be, what they choose to do. you know. And then mommy and daddy always say, oh, I want you to be a technology. No, I want you to be a engineering. Oh, I want you to be a singer. I want you to be an athletic. I want you to go for economics. But this child already brought is due what she going to be or what he going to be in life, you know. But beginning of this life, whatever that this radio show can help right now, they're so lucky, and then they are, I pray for them to make a use of it. Because in the olden age of life, when our ancestors give birth to baby, they will do the esentaye for the baby. And the esentaye is the one, the divination, first divination, the first planet that this child is going to step on the planet. Esentaye, Babalawo will define. They will know what type of job this guy got to do. What is this taboo? Is it come from the father's side? Is it come from the mother's side? Is it love to be, you know, feeding yam too? Is it love to be eating amala? Is it love to be eating all kind of food that he can't eat at this moment in order to align his destiny? But now, in diaspora here, even though in some area back home too, in Yoruba land, some people don't do this anymore. Some people don't do this anymore. So as a babalawo, I will jump on that because we can talk all day about that. So that's the beginning of to know what job these guys are supposed to do in life. Some people are supposed to be a carpenter. Some people have to be a designer. Some people are supposed to be dresser, people that do the hair, you know, like a hair building salon, open one like that. Some people are supposed to be a technology engineering mechanic, you know, doctors. But people don't know their destiny. And then they're going to be running so fast, trying to catch up with their friends, with their brothers. Oh, he just get a degree, he just get a bachelor. I think I need a degree too in order to be respected. But let's put this together. Get a bachelor, get a master, get a degree, get all this title you can get from college. At the end of it, what we all looking for? We are all looking for money, right?
Any other world.
So some people can get bachelor and get master and it still doesn't even make enough money like carpenter people make. Because whatever you get a bachelor and master on is not a journey or is journey. So it end up to be a waste of time and waste of money. You know, so Baba Alawu or Baba Lorisha or Iyalorisha, they must get paid for their craft. They must get paid for their journey. Okay? Because Baba Alawu is not here just to serve without getting paid.
Benny Baba.
Yalorisha does not on the planet to serve without getting paid. Baba Lorisha does not here to serve without getting paid. Because if you are a doctor and then you have an issue, you go to Baba Lawo. Baba Lawo is your level two, is a doctor too. Or even senior your level. Spiritually, Baba Lawo can cure. Doctor can cure spiritually.
Benny.
That's what make a babalawo senior the doctor. You know, if the colonel or captain of military go to babalawo, babalawo still senior the colonel and the captain. Because colonel and captain can only fight war physically, babalawo can fight physically and fight spiritually too. So Baba Alawo and Yalorisha, Baba Lorisha, they deserve to get paid for what they do because it's all mystery and it takes a long time to become that. And there's a delicate, fragile jobs to do. Because why they trying to rescue somebody else? They got to rescue themselves too and rescue their baby, their family. If someone come with the ajogun, someone come with a rough life of 25 years, and they go to Baba Alawu, and they want the Baba Alawu to solve the issue for him. Baba Alawu deserve, he will leave his own time to work for you, to decode the thoughts of Bele, to do Ikinfa, Bida, just to know what is the area of the issue come from. And the knowledge of a bala will say, do the ebo, do a kunlebo, do it peseo, and then this is the way after your ebo, after your akunlebo. And then you starting seeing changes in your life. So those kind of people that can put you back up on your feet, are they deserve to get paid or no?
Yes, sir.
You know?
What you're saying, and I wanted to put that phone number out there because there's people in the chat room that might want to call in and ask questions, and our lights have gone out. So I put the number up, 888-543-4738. And what we're going to do is end this particular show, but we have a private line so that they can call in and they can also be on the phone call with us. That's so that they don't turn off the electricity on us because we have our hour and we are close to our hour. And what I'd like to do is thank you and Oye Time, and thank you for all of the breaking down of the information about your profession, your skills, and how you have predestination. I think that people need to know that. And I also like the way that you have actually gone through to explain why Baba Laws must be paid and why priests must be paid. And what we're going to do is continue part two of this discussion. So, you know, get all of your questions ready, people that are out in the chat room. I see you. And please form your questions, and Baba will be on the line. And Oye Time, Tayo, you do have that number that I gave you earlier, so we're going to continue with the conversation. I'm going to close out this session so we can move on into our private line. Is that okay?
That's fine. And, Baba, okay. I will give you that number. I'll give you that number as well.
Okay. Ladies
and gentlemen, you're saying that we should hang up and then call that private line. Is that correct?
Right. And I'm going to go ahead and end out. And if you can give, I'm going to ask Baba if he will give his phone number or an email where they can reach him. And ladies and gentlemen, you invited to the private room to our part two of the session. Then you can formalize your questions. And Baba, if you will give out your email or your website again, and Oye Time, if you will give out any information you would want them to know about how to get in contact with Baba for setting up any type of readings, then that would be fine too.
Excellent. So we'll do it really quickly. If you would like to visit Baba, you can visit us at the website. It is www.abalayenifa.org. That's abalayenifa.org. Or you can contact Oluwo and the Institute by email, and that is email.abalayenifa, spelled abalayenifa.org. And so that is the contact information. And Iaomi Yinka, we love you. We thank you, and we will hang up and call you on the private line so that we can continue.
Yes. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining this session. Part two will be shorting directly as we end this session. So don't go away, and make sure you join us on the second half of the segment. I'd like to also say that what we have tried to give you today is a little information on the actual job description of a Baba Law and of a priestess, so you will understand the extent of their work and all of the work that goes into the preparation and why one must pay when they come to see Odu or to see Ifa. So it's very important that you understand that these services are necessary and needed, and these are bona fide professions, and that startup businesses, for those of you who are in the trades or in the tradition, you might want to think about becoming a priest or priestess if the calling is upon you. The work is very, very demanding, I will say that, but if you love people and you are about the business of healing your community, this is definitely a profession that you can look into. And Baba will be telling you more about the profession, and we'll talk about how do you become a priest, how do you become a Baba Law, what are the things that will prepare you become a Baba Law, but that's rather extensive. So please take that number down again, and once again, that number is 888-543-4738, and we'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us today. and Umoja. We got to get the message to our brothers and sisters.
Umoja is the message. Got to get the message to our brothers and sisters.